Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton abandoning his race for the White House in 2020. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. Our rain prospects are getting better and better over the next few days, and while that could affect some outdoor plans at times, we do need the rain. For today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, we can lump them all together. High temperatures mainly in the low 90s, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms developing each day. A generous supply, still random, and still most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours. Many towns will get wet. There's a few towns that will get skipped. Locally heavy downpours. Lows at night in the low 70s. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. See where the storms are now, where they're moving, and plus push notifications for any severe weather alerts for your location. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Seven students from Wetumpka Middle School were taken to the hospital Thursday with symptoms of heat exhaustion. Elmore County Superintendent Richard Dennis says the students were treated for dehydration and are now doing fine. The school system is investigating. Montgomery police say a pedestrian who was hit by a car back in July has now died. Authorities say 53-year-old Richard Wilson of Millbrook was hit on July 29th at I-85 and Forest Avenue. Wilson was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries and then later transported to UAB Hospital in Birmingham. And Montgomery City leaders broke ground on a new park Thursday. Screws Park is at the site of the old Screws Armory. It will also connect the ball fields behind Goodwin Middle School to Atlanta Highway. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Lou Choir and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbylouchoir.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbylouchoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them, like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more, which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
The Home Depot's making it easy to turn your favorite moment into the perfect color for any room with the Project Color app. Upload any image, then discover the colors and paint to match. Now you're a swipe and a click closer to everything you need for your next project. Explore the most popular colors and trending palettes to find your perfect paint. Get a colorful new experience with the Project Color app, then shop our best brands with gallons starting from just $24.98 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. Just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local AutoZone today.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody. right, guys, welcome back in the News and Views. We have a special guest coming in. I've gotten a ton of people that said, but Barry, why have you not yet had a mayoral candidate on? And I said, because I didn't want to have 13 of them on and dedicate 4 days to having mayoral candidates on. I found a hitch in the giddy up of the system, and it is if you don't start bringing them in until the day or two before the vote, then you don't have to have 13 of them in. David Woods is a candidate for mayor of the great city of Montgomery. He's the head of WCOV in Montgomery. If you've ever watched an NFL football game or a race, you have seen David Woods, whether you know it or not. And we'll welcome into the program now. Mr. Woods, how are you, good sir?
Good, Baron. Thank you for letting me come on your show. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Man, I'm pleasure to have you. Tell us about life in the campaign fast seat. It's never ending.
It's been busy. I will say it's... These are long days. This morning we had a breakfast with a group of 20 people at 7:30. Came straight from there to here, and it'll be like that till later this evening. But hard work is something we're not afraid of. It's we're accustomed to it, and we understand that's what it takes in order to try to win. So we're putting the effort into it, and we're thank the Lord we have the energy and. We're going full speed ahead.
What's the closing stretch look like on a mayoral campaign? Like, what kind of things do you have lined up the final Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday?
Meetings. There are no more forums, but we just have meetings, activities, events, talking to people. We had a meet and greet last night at people at someone's home. And it's shaking a lot of hands is the objective between now and Tuesday.
Are the mayoral forums not the biggest waste of time, anything you've ever seen?
They're a little bit lengthy. I think they could be done in a different way.
Total waste of time. I mean, you got 13 people, 14 people up there, however many people are running. You're trying to solve the budget issues and the policing issues and the education issues 30, 40 seconds at a time. I watched the one on WSFA of, fine organization. I'm not knocking them, but I think, The host, Valerie and Mark did a fantastic job with the assignment they were given, which was nearly impossible. Go talk to these smart men and women and get them to solve our city's problems 40 seconds at a time.
Yeah, that was really a difficult situation because the time didn't allow for a good explanation of an issue. Thus, the viewers just heard, just a headline on candidate's response.
Well, we got all the time in the world here today.
Thank you.
So we can explore the issues in depth. We can go into anything you want. When people think the David Woods campaign, what's the one thing you want them thinking of when they walk into the voting booth on Tuesday?
Ability.
Okay. Go on.
Ability is critical. You've got candidates that have various skills, experiences, backgrounds. But at the end of the day, this really is about someone's ability to lead a city. And it takes really decades of practice, experience, training, and work in an effort to have the ability to do the job. A lot of people have good intent, but they may not have the ability to execute. Let's take, for example, ability is just the one thing that I hope people understand because we have the ability. We can do this job. We're prepared, and we're ready for it.
What's the personality that the Montgomery mayor, next Montgomery mayor, needs to have? And by that I mean, let me set the question up a little bit. We have more time than a television debate. Crime is on everybody's mind. Education is something that when people look out at Montgomery, they don't see excellence in education. What's the personality that's going to take to tackle those types of issues? Those are tough issues. Those are big issues.
That's a very good question, Baron, and I don't think it's been asked yet by any of the people we've dealt with at these forums. But the personality of a candidate is essential in order to be an effective mayor. A personality is how a person deals with issues. Is he a pessimist or is he an optimist? Does he have thick skin, or is he just reactionary? Is he volatile? And, a personality is something that you've developed over your lifetime, and it doesn't change very easily as you become an adult. And the personality of our next leader is essential because this will be a hard job. Fixing the education system will take years. Improving crime can be done fairly quickly, but it will take years to really do what we plan to do. If you look at cities around the country that have had big impact on crime, such as, we'll take Compton, California. It was a five-year steady downward trend. When Mayor Giuliani took over in New York in 92, he put quite a few, his plan went into place immediately, but it took several years to really dramatically reduce crime. And they dramatically reduced crime in New York. Giuliani went from 2,200 murders in New York City in 1992. And when he went out of office, they were down around 700 or 800 murders a year. That is an enormous reduction in murders in New York City during the Giuliani administration.
We mentioned education, and everybody wants to do something. And I know Mayor Strange, we interviewed him once a week for the last 5 years here, or 5.5 years, however long we've been on the air. Once a month, rather. He comes in the first Tuesday of every month. We sit, we talk. Education has come up a number of times over the years. And I asked him this question for years, and it's not until really the last 12 months or so he actually got actively involved on the municipal level. But I kept asking him for years, what can a mayor do on education? It's a county school system. It's the county board of education. It's the county commission that handles the budgeting and all that. What can be done from City Hall on a county school system?
A lot can be done from City Hall. The mayor does not have direct authority over the Board of Education. However, what the mayor of Montgomery has is a platform. He has the ability to have influence. And that's what this is a leadership issue. And when you're in a leadership level, and the higher you go, the more important this is, you often get involved in negotiations. You often have problems that you don't really have direct control over. But because of your skill set as a leader, you should be able to have a significant impact on solving the issue. For example, as mayor of Montgomery, as it relates to education, we plan to be heavily involved with the stakeholders. We're talking Board of Education, superintendent, principals, teachers, parents of school children. As well as, you know, we plan to bring in outside sources. We'll study other cities that have been successful at improving their schools. You know, I don't know of any problems that Montgomery has that other cities have not had. And other cities have had success at reducing or improving these areas, reducing crime, improving education. And so I think
Are those the two big issues? Are those the two things?
Those are the issues, Baron.
Are those the two things people talk about when you're out campaigning?
Yes.
Crime and education.
Crime and education, in that order. You know,
they're not talking about who's recruiting millennials. They're not talking about is the city bus system up to snuff. They're not talking about. I mean, is it crime and education is 90% of what you hear?
Probably. I mean, the issues you just mentioned are significant issues. But as far as the issues that affect the majority of the people, crime and education.
Because I think Mayor Strange got tied down on a lot of these ancillary issues that, to borrow his phrase, at the end of the day, don't matter, frankly. I mean, you'd love to have more millennials in town. You'd love to have, a better bus system. You'd rather have, but that's, people aren't leaving because there aren't enough millennials around here. People aren't leaving because the bus system's too slow or there aren't enough routes. People are leaving because of crime and education. And if you don't solve those, there ain't going to be a bus system. They're not going to be a city for millennials. They're not going to be a recycling plant. It seems to me those are the only two things people care about, deep down.
Well, if you solve a lot of the other problems but don't improve education or reduce crime, your efforts have been in vain.
Yeah.
Those two issues affect everyone. You know, we have 29, or just under 29,000 students in our public education system. And it's a shame that these children aren't being exposed to the type of education that you or I or most people who went to school 20, 30, 40 years ago had access to. And when you don't have access to good education, your options once you get out of school are very limited.
I'm going to ask you a question on the other side of the break. And I don't know that you've been asked this question yet. I'm not going to preview it during the break until I'm going to ask you called because I'm curious what your thoughts are on it.
your honest to God cold thoughts on the issue. It's the 9 million pound elephant in the room. And I've been listening to these mayor forums. I've been listening to interviews on other radio stations and television shows, and I haven't heard one person ask about it. And I'm going to ask about it on the other side of the break. David Woods is our guest. He's the head of WCOV here in Montgomery, which is a sister station of ours. We do a lot of cross-promotional stuff with you guys. And he's running for mayor. The race is Tuesday. If you haven't registered, you're too late. If you live out of the area and your name is not General Kroll, you don't have a say in it. I'm still bothered by that. I live in Pike Road. I'm not going to vote. But I also am not running for mayor like he is. We'll be back.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hello, Montgomery. This is Dr. Portia Bradford Love, and my husband, J.C. Love, is running for mayor. Let me tell you a little bit about J.C. J.C. has a true servant's heart. He is a leader with so many good ideas to help Montgomery flourish. Love for Montgomery means a school system motivated by excellence, not excuses. Love for Montgomery means everyone feels safe in their home and their business. And love for Montgomery means your zip code doesn't determine your access to city services or your opportunity to get ahead. Montgomery, we need to believe in ourselves. JC and I believe in Montgomery because we know the types of great people it has produced and will produce in the future. To me, JC is the obvious choice. After all, he was smart enough to marry me, wasn't he?
I'm JC Love, and Montgomery, I'm running to be your next mayor. It's time for a change, Montgomery. Look around. We can do better, and we have to do better for my children and for yours.
Paid for by Love for Montgomery, PO Box 242101, Montgomery, Alabama 36119.
The Home Depot's making it easy to turn your favorite moment into the perfect color for any room with the Project Color app. Upload any image, then discover the colors and paint to match. Now you're a swipe and a click closer to everything you need for your next project. Explore the most popular colors and trending palettes to find your perfect paint. Get a colorful new experience with the Project Color app, then shop our best brands with gallons starting from just $24.98 at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. Just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local AutoZone today.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas. Over to Auburn House Wash. Auburn House Wash, 826-WASH, auburnhousewash.com. They've been in this business of washing people's houses. Everybody says they want a clean, tidy house. And most people, when they say that, are talking about the inside of their house, and they don't realize that everybody driving by the neighborhood only cares about the outside of their house. Well, clean the outside, too, people. Your house looks like garbage on the outside, and you're living in the lap of luxury on the inside. Get Auburn House Wash in there. They have a proprietary low pressure wash system right now in the month of August. We got what? Have we got eight days left? Right now in the month of August, if you call 826-WASH or go to auburnhousewash.com, you get in touch with Spencer Mann and his crew over there. And by the way, they have a truck dedicated to the river region, even though it says Auburn House Wash. They've got a dedicated truck right over here. From now until the end of August, you get a whole house wash. That means roof, walls, and driveway. You're going to save $200. Just say Baron Coleman sent them to you, sent you to them, and they're going to knock $200 off the estimate right off the top. That's going to save you $200. While you're spending that $200, think of me. You know, I appreciate it. Auburn House Wash, 826-WASH. Find them on Facebook. Look at some of those before and after pictures. David Woods is our guest. He aims to be the next mayor of the city of Montgomery. Somebody, this field's going to get whittled down to at least two, or at most two, if nobody wins outright on Tuesday. That's just 4 or 5 days from today. The finishing touches on a campaign, you know, by now all the launch codes have been entered and the keys have been turned. There's not a whole lot you can do the last few days except smile and kiss babies. And he's in smile and kiss baby mode, as are the other 12. But David Woods is our guest. I want to ask you a question, Mr. Woods, that most everybody has ignored, but everybody's talking about. I don't know a single media person yet who has not... brought up this who has not thought of this question, but they're all scared to bring it up. I'll bring it up. We've never had a black mayor. There are a lot of people in this city who think it's time to have a black mayor. There was a lot of history made in 2008 when Barack Obama became the first black president, and it was a source of pride, as it should be for some folks, and it was a source of, I think a lot of people felt like it would be a source of the beginning of healing. I'm not sure that actually panned out, but a lot of people felt that at the beginning. Where are you on that? This is a city that's probably, I don't know the statistics, I'm guessing 50-50, 60-40 black, white. I don't know what the voting percentages are and all that. But what are your feelings on that? As a white man running in a field with mostly black men running, there's one other white female. What are your thoughts on race in Montgomery, as a whole, but in this race in particular? Are you feeling it? Are you hearing it behind the scenes? Are people whispering it to you?
Well, thank you for bringing that up, Baron, because it is a very good question, and it's something that should be discussed. And thus far at the forums and meetings we've been at, it's generally not a big topic. However, it is important. Going forward, I think what we need in our mayor is someone who is a mayor for all people. I think we need a mayor that loves people, regardless of who they are, what their skin color is, what their socioeconomic position is. And that's just being fair and seeing people as people. When I see people, Baron, what I see are souls. I see human beings that have desires. They have a potential. They have a future. And what I think about is, how can we help those people, those human beings, achieve or reach their own goals?
Here's what I think when I hear this discussion, because I hear it a lot. I see it on Facebook a lot. Being on the radio, you get tied into other discussions, and people will tag you on. They may do it to you, too. I don't know. You're probably more famous than I am. But you get brought into other discussions. And so there'll be a comment thread on Facebook, and someone will tag your name, and so it shows up in your notifications. You go over there and look at it. And what I see a lot of is particularly younger black men, primarily, 25 to 40, let's say, 45 maybe, saying, I don't care who you vote for, just vote for a black guy. And I think it's disgusting, because if I put on Facebook, I don't believe this, but if I put on Facebook, I don't care who you vote for, just vote for one of the white candidates, I promptly and roundly and correctly would be labeled a racist. And I think it's disgusting that there are people in the city who will go to the voting booth, whether they go and say, I'm voting for a white guy because I want a white guy and there are only two white people and I got to pick one of them, or they go out and say, I don't care who I vote for, I just got to vote for a black guy. And I kind of thought Montgomery was sort of past that, because we don't have the problems that Ferguson has had, Baltimore has had. We don't have the riots. We don't have the marches. We don't have all the chaos. We even had a police shooting, an officer-involved police shooting, an unarmed black man shot to death by a white guy, a white officer. And we didn't have the national outrage. We didn't have the marches and the violence and the turning over of dumpsters and lighting police cars on fire. And I largely attributed that to thinking Montgomery had matured on the issues of race. And after this mayor's race, I'm not 100% sure we have. I think I might have been giving us too much credit.
Well, you bring up a very good point, and there's a lot of truth to what you say. And I think diversity is what makes Montgomery a great city. The Montgomery has come a long way, and we've got, but we still have a ways to go. But fortunately, the city, I believe, has been growing closer and closer together, say, up for the last 10 to 15 years. We hope that the people you are referring to are rather small, or small in number.
And they may be. They may just be loud and vocal, but small.
Probably are. We spend a lot of time in various areas of Montgomery. We deal with different groups, different people with different backgrounds. And generally what we hear from these large numbers of people that we're fortunate enough to engage with is they want a mayor that will be for all Montgomery, and we plan to be a mayor for all Montgomery. They want a mayor that has good leadership ability. They want a mayor that will be fair. They want a mayor that will be open-minded, and they want a mayor that will move this city forward. And I think the masses in Montgomery, a large majority of the people, just that is what their dream is. That's their hope. And going forward, where the person came from or the color of his skin is not as important an issue as is his character, his integrity, and his ability.
What have certain parts of the city been left behind? Does it feel like the development train has missed parts of the city?
I think so. I think there's areas of this city that need attention. And, the city's grown in one direction fairly rapidly.
East.
Due east.
Yeah.
And that sort of just makes our city wider from a geographical standpoint.
Have we annexed too much land over the years?
I think sort of the issue is the city annexed land that they needed because the city geographically didn't have the ability to grow in all four directions. We have the river. Mm-hmm. We have the floodplains to the south where there's thousands of acres of land that we just can't build on. So it sort of stopped anything south. We've got Maxwell, which is a couple miles of a barrier to our west. So there are just some limiting factors that are beyond the city's control that really create a eastwardly movement of development.
You know, that was probably the most succinct non-race-based answer, and it made the most sense of anything I've ever heard for why the city has grown the direction it's grown. If the city was going to move in any direction, it can't go south. You're right. It really can't go west. A lot of that floodplain goes to the west as well. Maxwell is there, not going anywhere, thankfully. Hopefully not going anywhere. And we run out of both land because there's a river to the north of us, but also county because it's Elmore and Autauga County north of the river. So
right.
That's probably the most succinct, non-fear-based answer I've ever heard for why is the city moved due east. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I'm glad you did that. When we get back, I want to talk to you, go back to education just briefly. I want to ask you when we get back, have you entertained the idea of a city school system? Have you entertained the idea of a city school system? Because it's come up, and I've actually taken both sides of this issue on the air. Because there are times I think you have to do it, and there are times I think you can't. And it makes no sense to do it. So we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Your calls are welcome. The BathInnovations.com guest hotline, wide open, 272-9228. If you want to get in, we'll open it up now, 272-9228. If you've got a question for David Woods, candidate for mayor of the great city of Montgomery.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit wincreek.com for complete rules.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Metro Fitness is offering a great three-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted three-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Rain chances continue to improve, especially over the next few days. So if your yard is still in need of a good downpour, hang on. The chances are decent over the next few days. Our forecast for today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. Look for high temperatures in the low 90s, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms developing each day, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Many towns will get wet, some with locally heavy downpours. Lows at night will be in the low 70s. Be flexible with your weekend plans and keep our weather app handy. It'll show you where the storms are, where they're moving, plus any push notifications for severe weather alerts. It's free in the App Store. Just search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
Oh, I know a place. Ain't nobody crying. Ain't nobody worried. No. Ain't no smiling faces. Mm-mm. No, no. Lying to the races. Help me. Come on. Come on. Somebody help me.
Welcome back in. 36 minutes after 9 o'clock. We'll get to your phone calls on the BathInnovations.com guest hotline in mere moments. So Amanda Randall, hang on if you want to join them. 272-9228 is the number. 272-9228. 37 minutes now after 9 o'clock. Cornerstone Managing General Agency. My man Mike Jenkins over there. He talked about downtown Montgomery business working hard. Cornerstone Managing General Agency is not Mike Jenkins. That's my friend Greg Wren. You talk about a guy that knows the insurance business inside and out. Cornerstone Managing General Agency, CornerstoneMGA.com. CornerstoneMGA.com. Why on earth? Now, I'm not going to put David on the spot. He's a business owner. David Woods is our guest. But why on earth would you own a business where you provide insurance to employees and not pick up the phone and call Greg Wren? 356-1502. 356-1502. Greg tells me about 80 or 90% of the people he sits down and talks to, he can save money on their health insurance benefits for their employees. 80 or 90%. He said, look, man, sometimes we go sit in on a business, they just got a good deal. We can't match it. 80 or 90% of the time, we can. We can not only match it, we can do better. We can add additional benefits, maybe throw a health and dental, a vision plan in there, a dental plan, maybe throw in a life insurance or disability insurance plan. They have some guaranteed issue policies so that if you have some employees who have had trouble picking up life or disability in the past, they can have some guaranteed issue options. Greg Wren can take care of that. Call him right now, 356-1502, 356-1502, or check him out online, cornerstonemga.com. 38 minutes after 9 o'clock, David Woods is our guest. He aims to be the next mayor of the great city of Montgomery. There are about 13 people you'll find on the ballot when you go in there. If you're outside the city of Montgomery, you may not have a vote, but you surely have an interest. Todd used to say, so goes education, so goes Montgomery. I say, so goes Montgomery, so goes Pike Road and Wetumpka and Millbrook and Prattville and everywhere else around here. So you guys take an interest. Amanda, you're on the air with David Woods.
Hi, David.
Hello, Amanda.
My question is, what is your stance of helping single parents or households who have a troubled child?
Have a what but child?
Have a troubled child who has psychiatric needs. I left Montgomery County 2 years ago because I couldn't get help in Montgomery County. And I was wanting to see what your stance was trying to help.
Where did you go? Where did you go, Amanda?
Millbrook.
Okay. All right, David?
Has it been any different in Millbrook, Amanda?
Yes. When I left Montgomery, the police department wouldn't help, air base wouldn't help, the school system wouldn't help, DHR wouldn't help. When I got to Millbrook, if I had an incident at home, the police would make them bend over the couch and they tear their tails up. And they learn real quick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not time to be acting crazy.
Right. How's your child doing now?
I ended up having to come back to Montgomery and I signed custody over to their father, so they're in a different county now. Because I didn't have the help in Montgomery County like I did in Elmore County. Because I went from a home that I didn't pay rent for to paying for an apartment in Millbrook.
Amanda, it sounds like there are a lot of moving pieces here that aren't going out over the air. I mean, any story like this obviously is a very, very complex puzzle. You know, I'll sort of rephrase your question, and I do appreciate your call, Amanda. What about children and parents? What role does the city have, if any, in the either parent-child relationship or trying to help give parents the resources, the adequate resources they need to help raise successful children?
Well, I think it's a very valid issue, and unfortunately, over the last 10 years, funding for mental health has been steadily reduced. The federal government has they've moved resources into other areas. They've closed facilities that previously helped people with mental health issues. I think it's unfortunate. And a lot of times, with proper treatment, a lot of these people would perform very well. But if they're not able, if they don't have access to proper treatment, their options are limited.
But is there a role in municipal government for that? I mean, it's she mentioned the role of the county, and the only thing I really, there were a lot of moving parts in that story. But the only thing I heard was that the police would, I guess, help her discipline her children.
Well, there is a role. Because it isn't a pretty significant issue, I think first responders need to be trained on how to recognize and deal with mental health issues. And when they are trained, they can deal differently with these patients. Sometimes they're off their medication and their behaviors a bit different. And if the police understand that and recognize it, or if paramedics understand it and recognize it, they can deal with the situation in a much more humane and fair fashion.
You know who the number one provider of mental health treatment in Alabama is, I'm convinced, because our state has done such a woefully inadequate job of funding mental health?
Prison system,
yeah. Sheriff, jailers, the police department, the EMTs that run with the fire department. That's who deals with mental health in this state. And that's, not psychiatrists, not professionals, not counselors, not doctors. And that's a terrible tragedy, but I'm not sure that we can solve it on the air in 5 minutes. Randall.
I know that was not funny, but I cannot get the picture out of my head of Millbrook cops holding hands over the cat while she whoops him. I mean, I just can't. But anyway, man, I love it. I mean, I don't love it. I mean, darling, I hope everything works out.
Do you have a question? We got a lot of people waiting.
Oh, yeah, I know. Mr. Davis.
Yes, sir.
You said you knew that crimes in schools were a problem. How long have you been knowing that?
I think crime's been a problem in Montgomery as long as we've been here. Education seems to have steadily declined over the last 25 years.
Well, how come you don't have already a plan? Why ain't nobody got a plan? Why would you say, let me get in there and see what we can do? There ain't nothing you're going to find out. The money's there. You can look up all the money, where the money's going. I mean, there ain't nothing you can't find out already. I don't understand why we got to wait to... We elect y'all. I mean, I know it ain't me, but I'm sorry. But why ain't got to wait to elect y'all to figure out what you're going to do?
Well, I'll tell you, Rhonda, we've shared what we're going to do. It's on our website, davidwoodsmayor.com. But we've got a plan of how we're going to deal with crime in this issue. I mean, after we win this race. You know, the first thing we plan to do is put police precincts all over the city, similar to what fire departments have done. Fire departments are scattered around the city. It saves money. It reduces the response time. The police department the headquarters is downtown. The majority of the police have to spend every day. They start at downtown. They finish at downtown. There's a lot of time wasted transporting people back and forth from, say, East Montgomery to downtown. We believe police officers should be paid better. We're losing officers to other cities. If we had the highest paid police officers in the state, we would be the magnet for police as opposed to losing police.
Thanks for your call, Randall. Dr. Ken, you're on the air with David Woods. He's the a candidate for Montgomery mayor.
Hey, Baron, thank you. And to Mr. Woods,
yes, sir.
Your response to the host question about skin color of a future elected position, I think was very adequate and certainly well-spoken.
Thank you.
I hope that all the candidates feel that way. The position you're put in, as far as I'm concerned, by the previous caller, why haven't you done anything yet? You obviously have a resume that fits pretty well for someone that wants to be involved in civics in the city of Montgomery. I'm reminded of the surgeon, and this was fairly recent, with somebody pretty close to me, and one of her sons asked the surgeon, how on earth could you have missed this? And the lady surgeon looked him straight in the eye and said, I didn't miss it. You know, yesterday afternoon was the first time I saw your mom. Unspoken was, there may be some blame to lay, but mm-hmm. It's not at my feet. I did exactly what needed to be done once it was presented to me. So I personally congratulate you for running. And I have one question, if Baron will let me, and that is your stance or position on a proposed occupational tax.
Thanks
and again,
for your,
congratulations.
Yeah, thanks for your call, Ken. Good call. Occupational tax.
Yeah, I think what we need to do is look at all areas of the budget. Right? They recently passed a budget that was just under $260 million. My guess is there's some areas where there's some inefficiencies. Our first goal is to try to look for just some bureaucracy that maybe could be reduced, perhaps vendor contracts, leases that could be redone, and enjoy savings there. We're also looking at increased revenue due to tourism right now, which is a wonderful thing. Tourist income income from the tourists directly to the city were up 16% in 2018, this past year. 2019 is probably pacing at the same rate. So I think there's a very good chance going forward that we can work with cost savings and increased revenues before we even look at a tax increase.
I'm going to be very unpopular and very unorthodox Republican here as a non-Montgomery resident who would be harmed by an occupational tax. I support it. I'm not asking you to. I'm not saying come on the record one way or the other. If you want to look at the budget first and get in there and figure out if it's necessary. But as somebody who's been on the, not a finger on the pulse of Montgomery politics, but who's been on the outside looking in for a long time, I like the idea of an occupational tax. It hadn't harmed Auburn. It hadn't harmed Opelika. They're growing like gangbusters over there. Hey, Joe and Fred, if you'll sit tight, David Woods is aiming to be the next mayor of the great city of Montgomery. He is joining us, but I got to pay some bills. And he's in the broadcasting business. He understands how that works. Luckily, this is what we call a short break. So if you guys will hang tight and come back on the other side of the break with us, we'll take some more phone calls and get some more information from David Woods as he makes his case. We'll be right back, guys. It's 48 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luquire.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luquire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyluquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luquire.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends of Rib Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Check them out at one of their two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the $9 daily lunch special and award-winning pizzas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Minutes left to the top of the hour. I mentioned maybe a segment early by my friend Mike Jenkins over at Jenkins Tire and Auto downtown, one block off of Madison, corner of Perry and Jefferson. Get down and meet Mike. Get down and meet Mike and shake his hand. You know, look, you can trust your humble host. He's not going to lead you astray on advertisers for sure. If I endorse somebody, I believe in them. But look, sometimes you got to make your own decision. You got to look your own guy in the eye, and you got to decide: is this the guy I want to trust with my classic roadster? Is this guy I want to trust with my everyday vehicle? Is this guy I want to trust with my 18-wheeler, my tractor? I'm telling you, you can, but go down and meet him. He'll talk to you. He's a great guy. He's there most every day. Mike Jenkins, Jenkins Tire and Auto, his crew, absolutely stellar. His crews are absolutely stellar. These guys have been with him for, I think the guy he said had been with him the least amount of time, 7 years. Most amount of time, about 35 years. So they got a kinship over there, they got a friendship, and they got a business relationship, and they do a great job. Jenkins Tire and Auto, Mike Jenkins, get down there and get a chance. Perry and Jefferson, one block off of Madison. City Hall, where David aims to go. One block away from City Hall. That's where Jenkins Tire and Auto is. So get by there when you get a chance. 7.5 minutes now for the top of the hour. We'll get through as many phone calls as we can. Be cognizant of the fact when I go to you that there are other people around. David Woods is our guest. He wants to be the mayor of the city of Montgomery. Joe.
Hey, Baron. How's it going?
Doing well. Your question.
All right, Mr. Woods. So as an older millennial, there's an obvious shortage of avenues of attraction and entertainment. How would you use your telecommunications experience and know-how to bring businesses in to maybe bring more avenues or areas of attraction around the city?
Well, Joe, what this is really about is marketing. Other cities are aggressively marketing to millennials. Millennials are very mobile. They pick up and move fairly readily. And millennials are a great core group of residents to have within a city. And what millennials like, though, they really like entertainment. They like a vibrant downtown. They like a minor league baseball team. They like block parties, street parties, arts and crafts shows, and other forms of entertainment. They like to go out on the weekends and connect. And our plan is to aggressively market towards millennials and bring them here and sell these various services that will convince them that the various services that the city offers are very attractive, which they are. I mean, do you agree that our downtown, Joe, is just a vibrant area?
We're trying to revamp, but I guess my second question would be, do you think that revamping downtown is the best option for Montgomery? Is there another area that we could possibly explore that might bring a mixture of the city together?
Hey, go ahead, Joe. Let me weigh in on this real quickly. David Woods, how many basements does the city of Montgomery have?
A lot of basements.
No basements. They can't build basements in the city of Montgomery. There's not a house in Montgomery's got a basement. You got a basement in your house?
I thought you meant downtown. A lot of the downtown businesses have basements because that's where they stored.
How many of these homes?
I don't know of any that have
basements. So where are these millennials going to live? They live in their mom's basement. We don't have a single basement.
Well, up north.
Thanks for your call, Joe. I'm sorry. I'm so sick of this millennial discussion. I'm so sick of, we got to placate the millennials. You know what they are? They're whiny-ass babies who I got to have this. You got to pay me more than I'm worth. I'm so sick of the millennials. You got to have entertainment options for me. You know what? Go away.
Funny thing is, you're actually talking about Generation Z. Millennials are like, I mean, you're actually a millennial.
I'm not.
Hey,
millennials, 1980. I've always heard 1980. I was born 28 days before I could be a millennial.
You act like a millennial.
I do not act like a millennial. I have a house and seven
kids.
Let's
let him answer.
Fred, you're on the air. Do you want to answer the question? I didn't mean to step on your answer.
We could probably move on.
All right, Fred. Fred, you're on the air. All right, there goes Fred. Who's this?
Red Top.
You're on the air, my friend. You got 4 minutes before the end of the hour, so make it.
Okay. You guys insult my intelligence when you say Republicans, you talk about an occupational tax. What a disgrace. Montgomery's placed plenty of damn tax, and we have all kinds of avenues to make money. The entertainment district makes money hand to feet. You have said nothing about infrastructure. Montgomery has got severe transportation problems, i.e. finishing Perry Hill Road, End Street, getting the connector done. What leadership can you take to get this done? We've been waiting 40 years to get these streets finished, and I feel traffic is a primary problem. We got 11 police departments in this town. We don't need no more cops, man. And crime is not that bad. Go live in a real big city and see what crime's really about. So do you have any plan for infrastructure? And I will...
hang up and listen. Thank you for
your...
Thank
you, Red Top.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, Red Top, one nice advantage Montgomery has going forward is the revenue from the gas tax that the state passed. And it's estimated Montgomery's gas tax revenue could be $9 million, maybe $12 million, which will start in October. That would do an enormous amount of good towards improving our infrastructure. It does appear that we've not spent the we've not funded infrastructure properly over the last 10 years. The recession slowed things down. The city's done well with the budget they had, but hopefully going forward we'll be able to allocate more resources toward improving our infrastructure, because it does need attention, and this gas tax might be just what we need.
When people drive down the road and it's a nice smooth blacktop with some nice curbing and some nice striping,
feels good.
Oh man, doesn't it feel good? You know, when you guys travel, when you go to a city, it doesn't matter whether you go to Raleigh, North Carolina, you go to Columbia, South Carolina, you go to Savannah, Georgia, you go to Jackson, Tennessee, you go to Vicksburg, Mississippi. You know nothing about that town when you show up. But when you drive down the road, if they got that smooth, dark blacktop, some nice, bright striping, and there's not litter everywhere, you have a certain feel. And you understand these people take pride in where they live.
Yeah, the quality of the roads is really important. And you're right. When people visit, that sort of becomes a gauge for how they just evaluate the city. And right now, we're experiencing an enormous increase in tourism. Thus, we need to make sure the city is very tourist-friendly. And better roads, a cleaner city, cut grass on the sides of the roads, I think will enhance that image that people leave with. Because when people visit, we want them to come back. And we also want the experience to be good while they're here.
You got about 60 seconds left. I hate to do that to you because I make fun of the TV for doing it, but we're running out of time. But you got about 60 seconds left. Give them a closing statement. Let them know on Tuesday why you want them to vote for David Woods.
Well, first, Barron, I want to thank you for allowing us to be on your show. You've got a large audience, and this is a opportunity for us to share some of the things that are on our heart. We love Montgomery. It's a great city, and there's 200,000 people here who deserve and need a better city in which to live. And a leader of this city has the ability to provide some of the services and quality of life that the public needs. And that's in our heart, is to provide the leadership that will really make a difference. Leadership matters, and leadership will make Montgomery even a better city than it is today. And that's our goal going forward.
David Woods, he'll be on the ballot Tuesday along with, I think, 12 other people or 13? Were there 13 total people?
I think right now I believe there's 11 others, so there's 12 total. We've got a dozen qualified candidates.
Well, I don't know that they're all qualified.